This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Get up!
Get out of bed!
Get coffee!
Get juice!
Get toast!
Get some form of condiment!
Get interviews!
Get news!
Get music!
Get entertained!
Get naked!
You're listening to
Get Serial!
Good morning! Welcome to your Friday. This is Get Serial. You're with Mads, Corn, and Eddie. How's it hanging, guys?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good. I'm pretty happy.
Yeah.
Early morning.
I'm happy.
I'm waking up. I'm like the rest of Australia.
It's fresh, yep.
I'm assuming this is nationwide. I don't know. Maybe it's just Melbourne wide.
I'm going to say
Let's say nationwide.
Let us know where you're from.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Everyone's listening.
Well, there might be a segment in the future called Mads Nation. So let's just assume that it's nationwide.
Yeah,
to be honest. But Mads, what do we have kind of planned for today? What's the general run sheet?
So we have our new segment where we have a little moan and groan about something that's happened
end of the
this
week.
And it's called I've Got Rants in My Pants. And you have to say it in a southern accent. They are the rules. And then obviously we've got our Hour of Power coming up from 7 till 8.
Yeah.
And we've got an interview in.
Yep.
I don't have up on the screen who it is, but
Samantha Arthur will be coming in later on.
There we go.
In studio interview, which is always a bit of fun. Mm. Always a bit easier as well.
Yeah.
Because you can kind of get the hand signals going of, like, you know, who's going to talk when.
So I was telling Corn last night, Eddie, you're terrible at sign language.
Oh, I'm so
bad. Last week when I was paddling, I could not understand you at all.
I was just kind of pointing at people, yeah, you want to just...
Have you ever seen
Major League Baseball? Like Major League Baseball dudes just kind of like rub their hat and like over their shoulders and it means nothing.
That's essentially what... I just couldn't figure out whether you were really itchy or you just wanted to dance or whether you were trying to tell me something.
The only problem with me getting a whiteboard is that I also have terrible handwriting.
Oh.
So I'll be doing little stick figures. So like as a team building exercise, we can all play hangman together.
Yeah. you weren't so good at charades though, were you?
No. So not good at charades and not good at Pictionary is what we're getting.
Okay.
So this will go down well. Well, that's the show for everyone.
Yeah. Dictionary at the end, enjoy.
Drop the mic.
We will have Rants in Our Pants coming up just after a couple songs. But first up, we do have, to start you off today, we do have Hon, Warm on a Cold Night. Well, girls, I got rants in my pants, and it's right about that time we're going to be talking this morning on this lovely Friday evening. Now, first of all, okay, I can't keep that up for much longer.
Friday evening.
Yes, welcome.
Set the bar high.
Friday morning. It is rants in my pants. Now, if I got to talk about my rant like this for the rest of the morning, well, by gosh, I'm going to do it. Bleeding gums on this microphone, I'm going to do it. But yes, this morning it is
back to serious
scene.
You're welcome. I actually don't have anything disappointed because all my hatred washed away. But this morning we are doing Rants in My Pants, and I'm first up. Just a little bit something that kind of ticked you off throughout the week, or you know, was a little bit frustrating. And mine actually happened last night, so I was late to the game because I was having a very good week. And not to say that it's not been a bad week, but I went out for dinner and there was I don't know how other to describe it other than maybe a horde or a riot of young adults sprawled across, you know, Glenferrie Burwood Road around 6 p.m. 7 p.m. last night. I sound like an old man right now, and I couldn't figure out why. There was like party buses. Everyone was in like, you know, different outfits. There was a lot of like, you know, bunnies or like, you know, basketball uniforms. Just everyone was like, you know, fancy dress and what have you. Obviously, a lot of alcohol. There was a lot of casked wine. We'll go with. It was not a good look. Not a good look. I'm like, what on earth could be happening? These guys kind of look very young. Well, like young-ish to me, but they're like, they're definitely out of school. And then I'm like, oh week.
Yeah. Oh week.
hate O Week so much. I can never go to a bar, to like a bar that I usually enjoy for this week, because there's always going to be some like party tour. There's always going to be like annoying groups and stuff. And they just look semi-miserable. Like, I understand that you do it to go meet people and go meet friends and make new friends, because uni's where you find yourself. It's not. It's not. I'm just telling you, it's not. But it's just, oh, God. Have you guys had like, experience with this? Like, run into O Week like this? Or did you go to one?
I went to one and, ironically enough, didn't even go to uni. I just,
great.
One of my mates was in, like, the planning committee for it, and there was, like, this beach party that was actually indoors. And I went and just pretended that I was, like, a neuropsych student or something, and then my friend was studying astrophysics. And
the best part about those is that you can also just be like, oh, well, I haven't started studying it yet, so I don't actually have to know anything.
True.
So it's fine.
Yeah. I don't think anyone really cared, which was annoying.
Not.
I had all this stuff planned out in my head about what I was going to say, and everyone was like, cool. Do you want to get a beer? That's me.
Well, I actually went to uni. That sounds so like I actually went. And I was kind of about O Week, but it's very different now, having graduated uni and seeing it. Particularly if you're in the older years, if you're a first year uni, it's very exciting. Like, you're allowed to go reckless and do whatever you want, but when you get older, you're like,
whoa. I couldn't stand it.
Oh yeah,
I was
if
just
I was in your situation.
To be fair, it's not so much a rant, more just like my general disgust, because I may have positioned, because I went to, it happened to be that the restaurant I was going to also happened to be right in front of where they were getting all these party buses to, I assume, go to the next, you know, venue.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like 7 party buses. There were so many people.
That's a lot of people.
Like, I feel bad for the driver, but we positioned ourselves that we were both kind of looking out at what was going on, much like zoo animals, to kind of see like how people were interacting. And there was like, you know, the young guy, like, you know, obviously with his head out the bus, like, you know, talking to like anyone going past, being like, yeah, you're my man. And I'm like, oh, bro, you're gonna have a tough 4 years, or it's gonna be the best time of his life, you know. It's really give or take. But that's me. That's what I kind of got out of rants in my pants out of this week. I got it off my chest.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for that.
Hopefully, yeah, Miss Therapy.
Thank you for that.
Hopefully, yeah, Miss Therapy session.
Rants
you
out of pants.
Rants out of pants. I'm now antless. Not pantless. That'd be inappropriate.
Do we need that noise again?
But coming up next, we do have a couple of tracks we're going to play to you before our next rant. And we do have Loving Is Easy by Rex Orange County.
I got rants in my pants.
Damn, you really said that one.
I didn't know that my voice could do that.
That
I
was,
am learning new
that was
things
very,
about myself.
That was very Jessie from Toy Story. Toy Story 2.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I had such a girl crush on her.
Yeah, well,
yeah, she was a legend.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, and with chops like those, I'm not damn. The gauntlet has been thrown down, Gorn. It has been thrown down. But it is time again for rants in my pants.
Mm-hmm. Certainly is.
Sounded drunk on that one. It's early morning. It's okay. We're still in the first half hour. We can allow for that.
Yeah.
So what's your rant this week, Mads?
So I did have a rant set up, in place, notes taken.
Oh.
But then something happened.
I told you about O Week, and you were like,
no.
You're right.
Let's talk about it again.
It was some few days ago, Eddie, but you were there.
Ooh.
You were involved.
Oh, no.
It was our conference call on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we're professional. We conference.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So here I am in my bedroom on a conference call with my laptop, sitting there dealing with the shonky internet.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I wonder where this is going.
And then there must have been a bit of a bang.
No,
somewhere.
There were several loud bangs.
Okay. I couldn't hear them anyway. And then Eddie goes, is that your crazy housemate slamming doors? And I wish you could have seen my face on the radio, but you guys saw it.
Mm.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
My laptop was on loudspeaker and my crazy housemate was right outside my bedroom door. So I'm signaling, jumping around, signaling to be quiet, please stop. These
We're
guys thought it was
laughter.
Hilarious.
It was hilarious.
I didn't know what the hell would happen. I was like, oh, have you, she heard this.
Oh, don't you throw me under the bus now. That's ridiculous. You know exactly
no,
what
I
said.
I didn't know the speaker was loud. I didn't know
right,
she could
hear. Yeah, no, it was on the loudest it could go.
Yeah, so I just amplified.
Quite funny.
Yeah.
And so to answer the question, was it your crazy housemate?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool.
Hence my jumping for my headphones.
Yeah. That was quite funny.
Hence all of the very wide eye.
So is this a rant into maybe not thinking forward to have your headphones in?
It's or a rant towards
herself. I'm just wondering, is there like a lot of self turmoil in this rant? I'm getting the sense
it's Eddie turmoil.
Not... Oh, okay. That's weird. That's so weird. That seems to have be pretty common. It seems to...
So many people are mad at me all of the time.
Well.
I wonder what's wrong with them.
Not a whole lot we can do about that one. We're just going to have to move on. No, it's okay. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm
so
apologizing.
So if I don't have my headphones in,
maybe you just shouldn't
have a
crazy
housemate. We're on the side of caution.
Huh? You know, maybe you just shouldn't have a crazy housemate.
I'm trying my best.
Yeah. Well, you know what's even better than saying it in a room with her on the phone is definitely announcing it several times on national radio.
Yeah.
Multiple
times.
I'm
pretty sure she doesn't listen.
Well.
Hey, Dan. Throwback to couple of weeks ago when we did have a story about your crazy roommate. As a previous
entitled
rant,
Housemates from Hell.
Maddie was the only one who told her story.
Yeah, so I feel like it wasn't a glass shattering moment for me being but fair enough, you have to live in that house. I will refrain from doing it again, but if opportunity presents itself, I'm probably gonna take
it. I have on my notes here that I was brainstorming ways in which I could survive until work the next morning without leaving my room.
You should tie
I was
sheets
like,
together.
Oh, have I showered? Have I had a lot of water? Will I need to use the bathroom? Oh my gosh. Do I need to eat?
Can Uber Eats come into my residence
Luckily,
and deliver it to my door?
Luckily, I was kicking back in bed with Alexa, so I was fine. Anyway.
Well, I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that
same,
off your chest.
I feel so much better.
I also feel great, so hopefully Korn's rant is non-me related.
It is
non-me related?
It is.
Oh, success. All right, if
we
I can deal
change
with
that. We've got a song break coming up. We can change that.
Yeah, I've got at least 7 minutes not to annoy anyone.
Looking at an invisible watch right now, everyone. Just painting you a picture.
Yeah, invisible watch, hair pass, freckle. It's
seven
all good.
Minutes.
It's all good.
Also
seven
the wrong
minutes.
Arm.
Well, all right. It's okay.
Sorry, now I'm just throwing shade for the sake of it.
All right, well, coming up next, we do have a quick little... couple song. Welcome back. What you just heard at the top there, what you just heard was To Belong by Daughter, followed at the top there, so at the very top, we're doing this in a very rough order. This makes no sense whatsoever. So at the very top, the thing you first heard,
okay.
All right, so we're all clear on this, the thing you first heard, Ballpark Music, The Perfect Like Does Not Exist, followed by Kendrick Lamar and Pride from his album Damn, and lastly, To Belong by Daughter. Okay, we got through that.
Yay.
Which means it's time for one more.
I got some rants in my face.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Was mine the best out of the three?
I don't know. You decide. You guys decide.
We'll start
you can text
a poll
in.
On Instagram.
Yes, text us in. The text line is 0447-519-170.
So you can either text in who was the best rants in my pants introduction or
your
a quick little symbol for the text line, because 0447-519-170 isn't super easy. So if there's like a 04 Sin FM, that'd be sick. If anyone can figure it out, if anyone's good with numbers and letters.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Derailment. Mm-hmm. What is your rant this week?
Hello. My rant really did actually get me very fired up when it happened. So basically, I don't know how to... Okay, so my main thing is when people steal your idea, but you have no idea, like no way to prove that they've stolen your idea. And I have a good two examples about this. So first of all, My Instagram name, feel free to follow, is dj.safetydave. Remember the dot. DJ Safety Dave, right?
Yes.
And I, amazing, I know. And I started this Instagram name in December 2016 after I went to a festival and there was a person on stage and they had a bandana on, but I thought it was a bike helmet. And then I was like, wow, imagine a DJ that's safety themed. And I like created this character, Safety Dave, that basically drops like sick beats, but they're about safety. And he wears the fluoro high vis and he has a stop and go sign.
Sure, you're not talking about Bob the Builder.
No.
Because he has some tunes.
Oh, he does. But no, this is like fat, P-H-A-D, B-A-T.
It's a fad. It's a fad with a P-H.
Yes, he has dropped some fat beats. And I just think people would love it. So, yes, and, you know, like condoms and Band-Aids come out of his cannons instead of confetti. You know, think of Navi's ID. It's all about safety base. and so my...
What?
How good is
that? I was like, oh, yeah, DJ Safety Day, like occupational health and safety and stuff. Oh, and nice. Then it's like condoms and just everything. And I'm like, wow, okay.
Safety.
Mittens.
Like, we're talking about, like,
for the oven.
Construction yeah. work or something. Being like, make sure you're wearing your hard hat. Or I guess that
just
is...
Just all forms of
the
safety,
same thing.
I guess.
Hey.
Sorry, I was a little bit distracted. Yeah.
So, obviously, to claim this idea, I made it my Instagram name because I think, like, if you were trying to make a DJ that was safety themes, you didn't have the Instagram name. Like, you couldn't pull it off, right? Hence why I made my Instagram that, stayed that for a year. I used to change my Instagram name very constantly. It was very annoying for my friends. They
but
always
you settled on DJ Safety.
Yeah, it's clocked a year. It's really, like, I get random followers from random DJs. It's awesome. Like, I feel really famous.
Probably because they wanted that name.
Maybe they're trying to take me down. Ooh.
So who stole this name?
I found on another festival lineup, looking through the headlines, whatever, DJ Safety. I was like, are you kidding? Decided to find them. They weren't even on Spotify. They're not even on Spotify. They sort of make music. Go onto their Facebook. It's just DJ Safety. It's this dude who clearly plays 35ths. That's all he does. He has 88 likes on Facebook. Like, he is not cracking any numbers. I could make more numbers. I don't even make music, and it just
I could hold
it
on.
Really irked
let's
me.
Let's deconstruct that sentence. I can make more numbers. Is what you just said?
Yeah, pull more numbers on my Facebook page.
I'm just visualizing the count from Sesame Street.
Yep.
One. Can I ask? Are you on Spotify?
Oh, no, I can't make tunes. It is a goal of mine in my life.
Okay,
can't make
so
music.
You would like to make tunes under the moniker DJ Safety Dave.
Yeah, I want to get on a festival lineup. That's
I would purport that to ensure your safety of this heralded name, I would try and make a beat. Sorry, a fat beat.
Yes.
As soon as possible, or as apparently we like to say here at Sin, a banger. So.
Or the 58 other words you can alternatively say.
Yes, exactly.
That's not even the end of my rant.
Okay, keep going. Okay, yeah.
That's story number one of people stealing my idea.
This is a 3-hour show, so you've got plenty of time.
Hello, yeah. It'll just be my rant for the next little bit. So, next. What am I doing? Longer. Next. So, quick quick background. Halloween, I decided to go as a boat. So I literally found an inflatable boat and blew up the outside ring and not the bottom bit and cut holes in it and my head and my arms went through. We will post a picture of these two instances on our socials, at Get Serial, just so you can really understand what the similarity is. So basically, yes, I did that. Great. I won the best dress. It was like the greatest moment of my life. And then recently I got tagged by the lovely Mads in a catwalk video of someone wearing a inflatable pool. Which basically the same, like they would, the same thing again. They had a head cut out at the bottom of a pool and the rest was inflated. On the runway, like during London Fashion Week, I don't know who it was, but that was a legitimate person.
You're entitled to millions is what you're saying.
Yes, because I clearly created that idea, had it on my social media
for some time. That the pool over the head was going to be the next backless dress.
Apparently.
That's word on
it's
the street.
It's so impractical. When I was a boat, I couldn't do anything.
when I was a boat.
Let me tell you something, kids. Back
back when I was a boat.
So impractical. You have no peripheral vision. I literally had to walk backwards and I was like, sorry. It was, and so people are just stealing my ideas and I'm angry. That's my rant.
Right. Well, if you've ever had a instance in which someone's stolen your idea, or alternatively, what I'd prefer to hear from, if you've ever been a boat.
Yeah,
or
I actually would like to hear
that.
I get
an idea from DJ Safety Dave.
Yes.
Right, we got plenty to talk about.
Yes.
We got plenty to talk about. So if you do, hit us up on Facebook at Get Serial and Instagram, or join the text line at 0447-519-170.
Yeah.
However, we do are going to throw to a couple tracks, and then we will have the news coming up, because it's important to stay up to date, and that'll take us into the top of the hour. But coming up next, we have Flight Facilities, who do have a show coming up, I believe.
Yeah, very excited about that. Yeah,
pretty soon.
Good.
But coming up next is Flight Facilities with Stranded. This is Sin 90.7. You're on Get Serial with Mads, Korn, and Eddie. Wow, that was lovely. Congratulations.
First one.
That was your
first
one.
Tina, very nice.
It's all right. We've all been there. That Serena Williams thing's really cool.
Yeah.
6 months. That's ridiculous.
She's married to the guy that does Reddit and stuff, which is...
Oh, really?
Yeah. Bit of cash there.
I know. I was thinking that when I was writing this, I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's so cute about the billboards, though.
Yeah.
Where are the billboards? Like,
in California.
In Cali.
There's four, like, huge ones with pictures of her and her baby on it.
Oh, wow.
It's, like, intense, but...
Okay, well, stick around, because that kind of is a pretty easy segue. It's now 7 o'clock in the morning. You're with Get Serial with Mads, Korn, and Eddie. And coming up next, we do have every week at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
It's not this one. There we go.
It's the Hour of Power.
Woohoo!
Woo!
And we've got another girl with us.
We do. Oh. Welcome aboard.
Yeah.
So this week, I'm going to be talking about Alex Lynn, who you might know better as Alex the Astronaut, who is a 22-year-old Australian singer. And I always thought she was pretty cool just by the content in her songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, she might be a good one to do. Started researching her. Gee whiz. And that's not just a self-promotion for my Instagram name, which is gee whiz.
Exactly.
Yeah.
G underscore, isn't it?
G dot whiz underscore.
Ooh.
Yeah.
G-E-E, by the way. Just helping you out.
Just plugging ourselves today. She got a academic and sports scholarship to Long Island University in New York whilst juggling being a singer.
Wait, what? So academic, sport, and music.
Right. Not music.
Oh, but she does.
She does music. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know.
And so she's not over there just doing arts. No offence, Korn. She is studying thermodynamics and astrophysics. Hence the name Alex the Astronaut.
Smart.
Right?
Cool.
And she's currently working on a thesis and is planning on doing a PhD as well. She actually tried out for AFLW.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah, she didn't make it, obviously. But she's really, really good at soccer. And then she was like, oh, I'll give footy a go. Tried out, didn't get in. But she's like, yeah. Pretty adamant that she's just going to keep on trying until she gets in.
Cool.
And the rest of her band's like, dude, are you sure? You're already really busy. And she's like, no, I got this. I want to do it.
What a ledge.
Yeah. So we're going to actually, for those of you who don't know Alex the Astronaut, we're going to jump into one of her songs called Not Worth Hiding.
Worth Hiding. You're on Sin 90.7. And we are a whole 6 minutes into the Hour of Power. So if you've just joined us, you have so much more time
to go. What a time to do so.
Yeah, well, congrats to you. Good time to work
really up. Lucked out.
Yeah, yeah. And Mads, we've got who's our lady of the hour today?
Alex the Astronaut.
Yes, about the song you just heard.
So a little bit of a fun fact about that song. So, well, a few actually. So Alex penned that song for 16-year-old Alex, who was struggling to, I guess, understand who she was and be comfortable mm-hmm. with who she was. And it mainly focuses on sexuality. But old mate Sir Elton John, played Not Worth Hiding by Alex the Astronaut. And here's a quote from him. "I don't know what it is with Australia at the moment, but they keep producing the most fantastic music and the artists keep getting younger and younger and younger." He said that on his Rocket Hour program. And then he also said, "Here's a girl called Alex the Astronaut, and it's called Not Worth Hiding. The lyrics are fabulous. It's wonderful." And she had no idea that they were doing that.
Oh.
And then she found out by watching his show, and like they've since spoken and stuff.
That's oh. lovely.
I imagine.
He probably also a lot of praise because like you probably this is pure conjecture. There is no research done on this whatsoever.
Valentina, can
but
you
considering
confirm?
Like, you know, he's like, you know, the Rocket Man, and you got like Alex the Astronaut, Benny and the Jets,
ooh.
He's probably super into aviation and
yeah, that's how we found
it. You know, that's how
space
we know.
Songs.
Just like looking up how many plays Benny and the Jets. Elton John doesn't care how many plays Benny and Jets has got.
Probably
don't worry. But I'm just saying, there's probably like, you know, that association there.
Ooh, maybe.
Could be a bit of a throwback to Elton.
Yeah.
Aside from like her astrophysics kind of background.
Very well could be.
Again, purely conjecture. Do not read into that claim whatsoever.
I can imagine him though just like sitting at home, like in his, I don't know, Gucci tracksuit, just having a bit of a Google space songs. Like, I can picture
top
that.
Top space tracks of 2018.
Yeah. And she just, little old Alex just pops up. I can see that happening.
But the reason we, a lot of the reason when we were talking about Alex this week that we wanted to kind of get around it is because she is so young.
Yeah.
And she is, you know, doing all this, trying everything. Like she's doing astrophysics, thermodynamics, trying to crack into the AFLW, being an excellent musician. Mm-hmm. And she's essentially a pretty incredible role model for not only just young people and young women everywhere, but kind of for anyone of all ages, because she's throwing herself into everything. It kind of makes me a bit exhausted hearing about all the things that she's trying to get done.
Yeah.
And it kind of got us talking about being a role model amongst friends and being a role model amongst peers and the kind of the difficulties that might play out, because, you know, there's certainly been times where you might have to make a bit of a difficult decision in front of your friends, or like, you know, you have to kind of be resolute in what you believe, and that can be tough. And it seems like she's pretty adamant about staying of course, and probably slightly stubborn, which you have to be, and kind of just opening that up and just wanted to get people thinking about, like, you know, what it means to be being a role model amongst your peers, and how kind of tough of an opportunity that really is. Did you have any kind of experience with that at all, or is it mostly just like, because we do have a little bit of a game for this later.
Well, yeah.
We do. Mm-hmm. But have either of you, Mads or Korn, ever really had an experience where you feel like you had to be like a young role model for one of your mates? I know you guys do a lot of charity work. Plugging you guys this week.
Oh. Again, that's g.wiz _. No. Yeah, and sure. Like, I feel like every day you have the potential to be a role model to someone, whether that's through you actually acknowledging that, okay, this is my time that I need to take someone under my wing and show them what to do and, you know, assist them and hold their hand a bit. And then there are those moments where it's just from someone who is just observing from afar. So we've had, in our volunteer work, we've had, there's me, Korn, and a lovely lady named Courtney.
Hello.
Hello. She's probably listening. She sets her alarm early so she can wake up and listen to the show.
Only nice things about Courtney.
Oh.
Oh, hand to heart. She's great. And we had no idea that anyone was ever, like, observing us at all. And then we found out that people were going around saying that we're female friendship goals because we're so nice to each other and we're so wholesome. And so I think
so
in that regard, you never know who's watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not in, like, a Big Brother kind of a sense. Like,
it
oh
is,
my
yeah,
gosh.
It is an important aspect to, like, kind of not just be a role model for those that are, like, looking for it, but kind of do it in most aspects. Yeah. You don't do it for the gratitude. It's a thankless job.
That's it.
But there is always someone kind of paying attention, and you never know who it is. It could be like, you know, little cousins. I know I've got like some little cousins on my mum's side as well. They're very adorable. But like I'm a bit older than them. Yeah. And so like trying to set a good example for them to kind of grow up into young adults. And they're doing a far better job of being teenagers than I was. They're far more active and read a lot more books than I do. So I think they're on the right path. They'll be fine. Shout out to Alison and Noah. You guys are great. But we'll continue this conversation in a bit. Have a little bit of a think about yourselves. And we're also going to play a little game called Role Models, Working Title. Text in with a better title at 0447-519-170. Seriously. We have a text line here. We would love to use it. So send us in anything. We're actually doing anagrams off stage. But coming up next, we have No Name with Diddy Bop. And this is Sin 90.7. You're on Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Welcome back. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
Hello.
On Sin 90.7.
Hello.
We are halfway through our hour of power, and we're talking a little bit about what it means to be a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Korn, I know you were saying some stuff off air.
Was I? Oh, yes. I was thinking particularly about women in friendship groups acting as, role models to each other. How you were saying how, you know, you can be a role model towards each other every day, particularly as a thing of, bringing up each other, bringing each other up. So, like, because I feel like when you're in a teenager, it's very kind of competition-y. It's a lot of, what's kind of happening in your life that you can beat each other on. But it's so much more wholesome and beautiful when you are bringing each other up together. Which I kind of, it's very important for, like, young girls to have these role models, blah, 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 like, to, be inspired by this. But I was thinking that's kind of the whole point of our Hour of Power. Is to get these women that, even if they're not seen as role models, we can make them that because they're doing cool things in their life.
Yeah.
Like old mate Alex.
Old mate Alex.
Oh.
Whether she chooses to be a role model or not, doesn't matter. Yeah. I just clicked my fingers and I realised that was a visual gag. And this is a radio format, so you wouldn't have been able to see that. So I snapped my fingers and I'm using little finger pistols. So just for everyone sitting at home or driving on their way to work.
Shoot them in the air, put them in your pockets.
Yeah.
That was me putting them back into their holsters because safety first,
can confirm,
ladies and gentlemen.
They're back in the holsters.
But it is really about because there is that kind of conversation about so it happens a lot with sports people. And sports people, they were, like, whether they're role models or not, because oftentimes men and women, they're young adults, not much older than ourselves, that are thrown into the spotlight and given, heavy attention. And they have kind of be role models for kids, like whether they like it or not. Like there's a lot of little kids out there, some adults, I guess, that look up to these people as like the peak of their profession. And sports kind of do elicit a lot of traits that are considered desirable, whether it be like a strong work ethic, strength, intelligence, all those kind of things. So there is a certain element that if you are kind of in a position of responsibility or where there is the potential for someone to look up to you, there's borderline a responsibility to kind of take care of that. And it's not a responsibility that people ever ask for. It's oftentimes something that a lot of people probably don't want because it's something else to worry about, something else to stress. But it is, I think it's important to note that it is something that does have a wide reach, and when the impact is so wide-reaching and your influence is so great, you do have to be kind of responsible for those kind of things.
Absolutely.
And Spider-Man's said, great power, great responsibility. So
thanks,
he did not lie.
He did not lie. We've only seen that film 6 times, so that's fine. But coming up, we will have a little brief discussion. We're going to try and play a little role models game and see who can be the best, role model, dependent on the situation. We're still working out the kinks of this game. So we will have a little headline as well.
I do. I have actually just been notified on my personal socials, DJ Save Today, that it was Uncle Ben who said, "With great power comes great responsibility." Not Spider-Man.
It was.
So thank you for that top tip, Neve. Just been updated. Yeah.
Hopefully, I said as we know from Spider-Man, but luckily we don't podcast this, so no one's ever going to be able to know. That's a joke. We do podcast this. Check it out on the weekends. But coming up next, oh, and what you heard, the music that we heard just before we dived into that rant at the top was No Name feat Cam O'Bri and Rory with Diddy Bop, then followed by the ever classic and the evergreen Salt and Pepper with Shoop. Shoop, boo, boo. It's just Shoop. It's not that extra bit. But coming up next, before we dive into the news headlines, we have Brooks with Someone New. This is Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial with Mads, Korn, and Eddie. That is a mouthful. Awesome. Cool. That was our news. And at the top there, you had Brooks with Someone New, followed by Banks with Sticks. Oh, with Stick. Apologies. Singular, Chain. Not yep. plural. But what we're talking about today is role models. And our lady hour of power was Alex the Astronaut. So young role model, young teenage role model, kind of got us thinking, you know, had a bit of a chat about what it means to be a role model. And at the moment, I wanted to play a little bit of a game called Bad Role Models.
Great name.
yes, great name. So we all know, like, good role models in our lives, but there are... Have you had a role model is kind of where this question stems from. Have you had a role model that was once epic and great and awesome at what he does?
Mm-hmm.
I might have given mine away. Awesome at what they do, he or she do, and then had an epic fall from grace, and could you logically defend them? So this is bad role models, and I'm going to choose get it out of the way.
Yeah, you
Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, yep, okay.
Right, so obvious reasons why he was inspirational, you know, won the Tour de France, had cancer, came back from cancer, still won it again, against a bunch of dudes that were also cheating. Keep in mind, and it's not good to cheat, and it's not good to dope and harm your body or anything, but is there still a positive message we can take out of his story? Maybe, you know?
I mean, yeah.
I think so. I think it's okay to, like, you know, he still raised a lot of money. This is really circling the drain, this era. This might have been a bad game. This is just going to be me not looking in a good light. But, you know, there's still some inspiration to kind of take out of him. He still had cancer. He still came back from that. He still had to train very hard.
A little bit out.
There was still probably, like, he doped. He still had to work really hard to beat all the other dopers, you know?
That's was the best of the
And
dopers.
Also to cover up the doping.
I know.
Which is a job in itself.
Which requires a lot of organisation.
Yes, and
so
stealth.
I think there is a area of, you know, a grey area of probably shouldn't be your number one role model. You know, he's still probably a bad role model. But, you know, you can see, you can convince yourself. You can talk yourself into it. And that's kind of the area that I wanted to discuss. Not as a, just to keep it a bit light, it a bit more easy. And Korn, did you have anyone that you were kind of thinking about, you know, source of inspiration?
I don't think she did anything quite inspirational such. This is going to play an auto video on my laptop as I'm Googling her. But it was Amanda Bynes. I loved her as a kid. She's the Man will forever be my favorite movie. I think she's just a cracking gal, and did a lot of cool things as she was younger, and she did kind of have a bit of a fall of grace. A lot of that was due to a lot of external issues, a lot of mental health difficulties throughout her life, but I thought she was great. And she got a lot of flack online and in the media about her fall from grace, which is obviously upsetting, but I think just shows that she was such an iconic Nickelodeon gal from back in the day. And I know all my mates loved her and all the things she did. I just thought she was just a good old laugh. And
what a laugh.
Yeah, she was
laugh.
Such a laugh. So, you know, that's a bit annoying that things have gone a bit downhill for her. But, you know, good on her for kind of taking a step back, I guess. She did retire from acting, I'm pretty sure, at one point for a hot sec there. For about 3 months.
Is that a profession that you can retire from?
Pretty sure she was about
acting.
20.
Yeah.
I mean,
or do you just stop getting roles?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you just stop
getting invited to the party.
It's not like I'm handing in my resignation and I'm taking out my super and I'm retiring.
I feel like if you're like, obviously not of the same ilk of Miley Cyrus, but if you're like a Dame Judi Dench.
Might be Sirens.
Oh, sorry. Amanda Bynes. Apologies.
Well,
yeah, sorry. Same, whatever.
Yeah.
That if you're like Dame Judi Dench and you're like, you know, kind of reached a certain age where it's just like, you know what, I'm out. I'm good. I'm going to stop making movies. That's definitely retiring. Mm. But if you kind of just stop getting roles, that's more of like, You're on casual employment and they stop putting you on shifts.
Yeah.
Yeah, just slowly don't get
you're done. It's just like, you aren't even fired. We're just not taking you at the moment.
Yeah.
But I was just kind of looking that up because you mentioned She's the Man, which is actually a take on a Shakespeare play.
It is, yeah.
Twelfth Night. And I only learned that the other day and I wanted to share that with all our listeners because
true fans would know.
True fans would know.
Good to know that you've
of Shakespeare
now
and
that
Amanda
song.
Bynes. So that's ours. We're terrible people. We got to cut to a couple of tracks and then we're going to be back with Mads's bad role model.
Yeah, and some ones we've found online that potentially controversial but also great for a laugh again. We found some good websites that are telling
us yes,
about
we do.
The kids.
I've got one which I'm very angry about that I don't think is very nice at all. But coming up next, we have a couple of tracks to play for you. But first, it's Angie McMahon with Slow Mover. This is Sin 90.7. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads, Korn and Eddie.
And at the top there, we had Angie McMahon with Slow Mover, followed by Olympia with Somewhere to Disappear. You're on Sin 90.7 with Mads, Korn and Eddie. And we're almost wrapping up Hour of Power at the moment, but we're on our topic, which is role models, and we're on our bad role models. We're really rounding the hour up very nicely. So, Mads, you've got a tale for us about perhaps someone that you idol... I was really getting in the hand gestures, knocked over my water bottle. But, yeah, someone you idolised when you were younger and perhaps they don't have quite that name these days.
A bit of bad boy. Old man, bad boy. Macaulay Culkin.
Hey.
Hey. Wouldn't want to be home alone with him.
No.
I just really, really liked his movies.
Yeah.
I really liked
what
Home
was,
Alone.
What was the other one? My Girl? Was it called My Girl?
I don't know. I only had time for my Home Alone. But I actually didn't know this is also a musician.
Mm.
And he also wrote a book.
I think Macaulay Culkin could potentially be a good role model. Hear me out. So,
okay.
Again, I want to retract my earlier statement. Lance Armstrong, bad role model. So let's just put that on the record. Macaulay, because he had teen star, which as we know, child star.
He's pretty young.
Child star doesn't usually end well unless you're like Ryan Gosling kind of thing. That was a success story. Good role model. But, you know, kind of went downhill, he was the original Lindsay Lohan, if you will. Mm. And then was able to kind of overcome a lot of that and live a fairly normal life. And, kind of reformed himself and is now kind of a nice guy, chill guy. He's kind of just in a band. He's a normal dude. He overcame all the stresses of being a child actor. And now just, I'm pretty sure he does, like, a podcast and stuff as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I lost touch with, lost touch. I just...
Look,
really
the jury's out.
Attention.
The jury's out. I think you could kind of point to him and be like, you can have a pretty heavy fall from grace and recover to live a normal life. I wouldn't say he's a role model that people should aspire to be, which is, I guess,
but
the whole point.
But if you're in a rut...
If you're in a rut, you can... You
if you're
can
really look. Trying to look for someone, he's your guy.
He's had it worse. So, Lindsay Lohan, if you're listening, there is hope.
When life is bad, you just think, well, hell, at least I'm not Macaulay Culkin.
This is true.
That's, yeah. Okay, yeah, let's go with that. I'm not sure if that's the message I was trying to convey.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. That we hear what we want to hear, and that's essentially... That is the bookend.
Should we share some of the ones we found online? Because there's some really good ones we found.
Yeah, sure.
We should. So essentially, what kind of got us thinking about this topic of bad role models is there is a lot of discussion online of, the 10 best or the 10 worst celebrity role models, especially from an area called Triad Mums onmain.com. Mm. So if you like the sound of that, then you know where to find it. Yeah. And they do have a list of you know, 10 celebrity role models. And celebrities aren't really the best pool of people to be choosing your role models from, regardless. Mm. But you know, there's the all stars on there of good role models, all-stars. Like the LeBron Jameses and the Katy Perrys. But there's also some, you know, ones lesser heard of, like Malala Yousafzai, which is actually one we spoke about a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. And Pope Francis. But then you get to the worst celebrity role models, where you also have the all-stars.
Yes.
I guess being the Kardashians, the Miley Cyruses. But
They've made some odd choices in
there. They have made some very odd choices. Their 10th choice for worst celebrity role model is Beyonce. And let me read this out, because this is some surefire BS. And she says she sexualizes herself too much. She seems to have a stable and healthy relationship, but her focus on sexuality is too much for me and my children. You, lady, can rethink your list, is what I'm going to say, because that's not okay.
No.
Beyonce is a shining beacon of light.
I feel like it's pretty hard to argue that as well, that she is bad. Like, Beyonce has a fair few fans. You're going to be fighting a pretty uphill battle if you're going to try and...
Yeah, well, the kind of teary out of fandom is something quite to behold, especially Beyonce fans.
Right.
I felt the wrath before, but to kind of use, I understand that from, I guess, like maybe like a kind of religious standpoint, maybe, because there is like Pope Francis and stuff on here as the best role models. Hey, and the Pope's a great role model. He's a great dude. He's a great Pope. But
but no one's going to be like less sexy than the Pope.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's not to say everyone else is just strutting around being sexy all the time.
But yeah,
that's something to frown about.
But it's also just kind of like Beyonce is kind of definitely a figure that kind of is very much empowerment and being comfortable in your body and for comfortable for girls. So to say to not look up to that, I feel like if you're doing a top 10 list of worst celebrities. Like, for Beyonce to be your 10th, you didn't look hard enough.
No. And there's comments on this, and a lot of them are agreeing with us.
I feel like these are just, like, really, like, helicopter mums who have gone into the dentist's office and ripped up magazines from, like, in the waiting room from, like, 5 years ago, those really, really trashy ones. Mm-hmm. And then they're just like, I'm going to write a list. There is too much bad in the world for my little Johnny. I'm on another website called todaysparent.com.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, my.
Similar thing. And then, who has it got here? Ariana Grande.
As a bad role model.
Mm-hmm. The worst.
Oh, the worst.
that is the subtitle. The worst. And a little bit of context to it. Unless you want your kid walking around like a spoiled brat and licking donuts, I would suggest keeping them as far away from this pop singer as possible.
I don't feel like there's many pop singers like, that you should be using as fans.
I feel like these parents who wrote these articles are the worst.
My favourite one that I found back on our Triad Mums on Main, one of my faves, Disney Channel characters, which is an odd choice because they're just random people that, you know, have a hot 100 episodes, I think, is the limit to be on a Disney show.
Yeah.
They have attitudes and are way too sassy. Many of these characters do commercials, etc., away from the shows and are still completely rude and disrespectful to authority.
See, hold on.
That's
if you're going to be choosing Disney characters and Disney princesses as bad role models, there is a litter of better reasons.
Yeah.
Other than the fact that early princesses will kind of throw any logic to the wall to kind of just follow a guy, and it gives kind of a bad message to a lot of the young impressionable girls of what relationships are. And you also, like, you do have to go on a bit of a tangent and a rant to get to this stage of thinking, and you kind of just got to be like, hey, it's a kid's story. Like, obviously, The Hunchback of Notre Dame's kind of creepy. Like, if you think about anything for too long, it kind of ruins it. But, you know, there's much better reasons. We have gone well over time.
But then there was Shrek.
Shrek was cool. Yeah, Shrek was cool. It was talking about being comfortable in your body. It's not about who's on the outside, it's about who's on the inside.
Oh,
Shrek is a great film. But Coming up next, we will have the top of the hour and our little and some more news, and then we do have an interview coming up with Samantha Arthur, coming in to chat with us about St. Patrick's Day and a few events that they're doing. But next, we have Sky Fiera with Everything Is Embarrassing. You're listening to Get Serial with Mads Korn and Eddie on Sin 90.7. Welcome back. You're with Mads Korn and Eddie. This is Get Serial on Sin 90.7. And this morning we're going to do something a bit new. We're going to do another new segment today. So what do we have today, Mads? This is an invention of yours.
We've got Girl Misunderstood.
Ooh.
Which is basically...
And while we are Girl Misunderstood, I should say... We just, at the top there, we're doing a bit of a back announce thing because I misunderstood the context of when I should be back announcing. And we heard Chasing Stars by Alice Ivey, followed by No One by Golden Features, featuring Thelma Plum.
What a gal. She is.
And so, yes, Girl Misunderstood, introduce us, please.
Yes. So basically, the idea of it is we're going to be sharing some tales of times that we've either misunderstood a concept, or a saying, a colloquial metaphor, anything like that that would have completely changed what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't something that's just similar. It's not at all similar. not even
the definition
slightly
to
the same.
Dissimilar.
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably wouldn't be a great story then. Sorry, just threw you so much shade then.
Tickers, what's your I've heard you've got one, Mads. You'd like to share?
I do, and it is so good.
Mm. Share with Australia.
So I was talking to one of my mates, Seb, about this the other week, and he's like, mate, I've got one for you. So our friend Ollie, who is usually really switched on, not in this case. He was not switched on this day. So he was with Seb and they were talking, and I think they were talking about an actress or a musician or something. And Ollie goes to Seb, you know, she's really androgynous. And Seb's...
Androgynous.
And Seb's like, what? Thinking, like, this person who you're talking about is not androgynous at all. And
what?
And so he queries it again and goes, what did you just say? And he's like, you know, androgynous. Looks like an android.
Oh, God.
Who even looks like an android, though? Does the actress look a little bit like an android?
I don't know. I can't remember who they were talking about. But they were both really confused.
That's so bad.
Does he know that androgynous is a word that exists?
Yeah, no, but he just misunderstood it. And girl misunderstood. And thought that it was pronounced androgynous. And I guess just...
he assumed the definition meant something was along the lines of being an android
all I can think of is a phone, like, I don't
know. And then there was the gag
and
of,
for
like,
those sitting at home, androgynous is you know, partly male and partly female in appearance, or of indeterminate sex.
Yes.
So I could, like, if you thought about it for long enough, you can kind of see how we got to the androidist.
Because
androids, essentially, you would assume, are non-binary.
Yes.
And aren't really one way or the other. So you can kind of, you can see it. It's cute. It's adorable.
It is.
I think so.
Good on you, Ollie.
Oh, poor guy.
Boy.
Poor guy. Not only did he ruin it, he... totally butchered it, and now it's been shared with national radio.
And so.
Everyone is listening.
And also, everyone always talks about how feminine Ollie looks, and it was just like the irony's there too.
Oh, poor guy. Well, if you have any girl misunderstood stories of totally butchering a saying or a word or completely misunderstanding, but still, it's much like the Friends. You know, a moo point. You know, how yes. Joey's talking about a moo point. It's yeah. moo. It's like a cow's opinion. So if you have anything like that, then feel free to text us in on 0447-519-170. We're going to swing to a song that'll bring us in to the last 45 minutes of our show this lovely Friday morning. So coming up next is Mac DeMarco with This Old Dog. You're listening to Sin 90.7. This is Get Cereal with Mads, Corn and Eddie.
Thanks, Valentina. Great 8:30 headline. Yeah, it's hit 8:30, and that is time for our Odd Pod segment. Mm. Hey, hey. I'll just let you know those triad or quartet of songs you just heard. We had Mac DeMarco at the top with This Old Dog, beautiful Cub Sport with Come On Mess Me Up. They're actually in town. They're playing on Sunday, I think. Ooh. Which would be such a good show. McFabulous. I live above the hobby shop. And just there you heard Wild Ones by Pyre, with Pyre. And yeah, it's Odd Pod time. We're talking about, so I'll give you a quick recap and then Eddie's here to describe whatever the podcast was from last week. So the two words, probably the two greatest words we've had so far, half and bathtub. It's just hilarious because what are we going to get? We predicted a bathroom renovation.
What? Yeah, I think you predicted a bathroom renovation. My guess. I thought it may have been like something you put in a garden.
And what was the title of the podcast?
It was called Sherry versus the Bathtub.
Yeah, Sherry versus the Bathtub.
Which is like Sherry the alcohol, Sherry the human. Who knows?
Sherry the human.
Sherry the human. Who knows?
On this week of Sherry the human.
It was a bit like that. You're not that far off, to be totally honest. There was quite a bit of like, what? Like, what is happening? Is so we did. How this works is I listen to the Odd Pod and then I report my findings, if that's what I'm going to call them this week.
Sure.
So we thought it would be a good one. And so far, I believe the political one we did in the first week was probably the best one we've done. So
the best podcast we've heard,
really?
Or the best?
Best podcast I've heard. We're not talking about the political one. We are talking about Sherry versus the Bathtub, which is a home decor DIY of a young married couple who has, I guess, you know, renovated three homes, and they run a lifestyle blog, I guess you would describe it as. They kind of give DIY tips. And I did take a few notes. So, first of all, who is listening to this married couple is what I want to know, because they are awful. They are so
are they
painful
not
to listen to. No, they're very much like, second of all, hold on. Firstly, I do want to say excellent production value on the podcast.
Ooh.
Whatever they are doing, they do it very well.
That's so good.
I have no doubt that they renovate houses very well. And this episode was much about they were renovating a bathtub, and it was about the plumbing and getting the plumber in and renovating, which, by the way, is not DIY. If you're getting a plumber in to fix your house, like, that's not doing it yourself. That is definitely hiring someone to fix your house.
Yeah, but that's not a DIY job.
Yeah, like, if you're telling me...
Calling them is.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying, like, if you're saying DIY is just calling all the appropriate contractors to fix your house, then sure, I'm DIY as well. But that's not the point. There was a story of just installed the new bath, and then the house started leaking. She said she was bad at taking a bath because she didn't account for her getting into the water and, you know, the water going everywhere. Well, how can you be bad at taking a bath? So this is my first few gripes. So Sherry the human is not, we're still not sure. They haven't figured out aquaponics yet or anything. But they came across as much like the ultimate codependent couple kind of turned up to 11. So if you could imagine one of your close friends, any couple that are very codependent, and they decided to start a podcast together, that's pretty much what this is like listening to. And I'm never going to get those 15 minutes of my life back. They are gone. And so here's a few things that I wrote. Things I could have done in those 15 minutes instead of listening to this podcast, because I did zone out quite a bit. So I could have found a White Pages, found a local plumber, pay them to fix my bathtub, stimulate the economy, create jobs.
Ooh.
That's one. That's something I could have done in 15
he's really
minutes.
He's yeah? liberal. His liberal views crisis. Out there.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'm a fixer-upper. I'm DIY. Listen to 15 minutes of literally any other podcast. My only major gripe is this: is there wasn't really any like there were lifestyle tips, but there was for a 15-minute podcast there was more than a third of them talking about the podcast itself and where to find it. And that's like, what's the point? Like, I'm not sure if I actually got any tips. I did go to their website, and to be fair,
extra research.
They are very good at what they do. They are very good at, like, you know, home decor and seem to be either themselves fixing up places or just like hiring people to fix up the place. But I don't really feel like that's DIY. But that kind of brought me into a discussion of DIY failures.
Mm.
And it was very humbling because I am the worst DIY man you could think of. There's a lot of like, oh, you know, kind of like I've moved out. I gotta fix this myself. Like, you know, I'll go change a light bulb. And every time I go change a light bulb, I'll go to the supermarket and be like, yeah, this is the right one. It's the same wattage. It's all good. Like, I'll go take it home. Wrong screw head, like wrong fitting.
Clip or screw, it's not that
yeah,
hard.
Yeah, I know, it's not that hard.
It
is. You're right, it is literally not that hard. There's only two options, and yet I'll find a way to screw that up. I'll definitely mess that up. So I'm asking you, for those at home, to join me in another conversation of bad DIY stories.
Yes.
And I guess I'll go first again.
Yeah, I was going to say, have a bit of songs people can, you know.
Well, just to give you an idea of what we want to hear about, and if you want to text us in at 0447-519-170, feel free to join us. But essentially, I moved into a new place, couldn't fit my bed base up the stairs. Oof. And so I thought, you know what would be nice, you know what would be a bit chic, a bit trendy? Bed pallets, shipping pallets as a bed base, you know? Thought it'd be fine, be like, found 20-something, you know, not 20-something. It was like, yeah, I found 10.
How big's your bed?
I found 10. I was going to use them for another art project because I was very into my DIY during this little bit. And so I sanded all the pallets down and, you know, put them in the room, put my mattress on it outside, and it seemed all good, and they're all mattress and they're all there. And now they're just, laid them down, and they don't fit the corners properly. So on one side, you can't really get onto the bed without almost breaking your ankle, and they're all a bit wonky and they kind of take up half the room. So really the moral of the story is if you're going to try and build your own bed base, get someone who knows what they're doing. Really, honestly.
At least you sanded it back.
Yeah,
sanded
because
it back.
Some people wouldn't think about that, and then it just tears the mattress or the carpet apart.
Or your feet,
or your,
leg, or
your
legs.
Well,
or your...
Yeah, that too.
I do, it's a bit stubborn. Like I do consistently, my ankle keeps clipping one of the bed bases.
You need to get those little kitty protectors that they put on the sides of the benches and coffee tables for those kids who just keep whacking their heads into things.
So that was our odd pod for the week. It was a DIY, and it's bad DIY stories because that's essentially what it was. They've done over 77 episodes. That's what amazed me the most.
That's a lot.
They've committed to this. Sorry, I'm getting very far into
Save
it. But
for your rants and your pants next week, Eddie.
God, I will. It was like, you know what they said about last week as well. But coming up next, we do have a couple tracks to play for you. We've got Bad Dreams with By My Side. You're listening to Sin 90.7. This is Get Serial with Mads, Korn, and Eddie. Welcome back to Get Serial with Mads, Korn, and Eddie. What you just heard was Ocean Alley with Confidence, and at the top there was Bad Dreams with By My Side. And just quickly, just going to throw to the text line, we did propose...
We got our first text.
Yeah, we got our first text.
Yay. Celebratory.
Well, we did throw to the text line asking if you'd ever completely butchered or misconstrued a saying or the... You just heard a few of our bad nostalgia stories or just
Maddie's.
Yeah, just Maddie's, really. So we're going to move on to our odd pod segment of the week. And this is where we've just started. We took a random word generator from last week and we chose two words. Mm-hmm. And from those words, we had to listen to a random podcast. And last week, the words were general, complex.
Governor
complex.
Yeah, we got jibbed.
Yeah,
we
got
with politics.
No, we thought it was going to be good. We thought,
we were very optimistic. Yeah.
So, what was the topic on?
It was basically just what's been happening in politics in California in the last week. It was very current.
Riveting.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. And it was just basically, here's some snippets of the outgoing governor's speech. And we're just going to be like, that's what he said. Yeah. So it was interesting commentary. It was a lot of direct quoting. I mean, I learned a few things about this guy. Seems like a really good dude. Got over the impression he was very well liked.
Well,
socially, which is nice. Jerry Brown, actually.
The first third, I was just very much struggling.
Yeah, that was the main speech part.
Yeah. Well, I do think there are a few takeaways that we can gather from this. So, the first half was him addressing the I can't believe I'm saying this on radio. First half was him addressing his state of the state. So he's addressing the rest of the politicians in his state about how the state is going. But he talked about teamwork and, you know, bipartisanship, and that's something that we can take away that is positive. Infrastructure, which is always good.
Yep.
And a few other things.
Yes.
It was very dry. I think we should. I don't want to go out on record to say that the podcast was bad. I don't want to say that. But I do think that we should implement certain rule changes to prevent this ever happening again.
Yeah. Look, week two, we've had to put some boundaries. Look, I think the podcast was informative, and the second 20 was actually like relatively interesting. There was a bit of a. It was about.
Oh, it was just a big. Big old plot twist, wasn't it?
Yes, it was not about the speech at all.
Didn't see it coming.
It was pretty crazy.
All the aspects of it. Move over,
Game of Thrones. California politics coming your way.
Whoa. And it's all crammed into 90 minutes of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
what happened in the second half?
Oh, the second 20
didn't really make it that far.
Oh,
but
perfect. You'll learn so much. Quick second 20 summary. It was about a state senator, Tony Mendoza, and kind of the rumours of some potential sexual misconduct with some women he used to work with. And basically him being like, all right, I'm going to be leaving for a little bit. I'll be back Feb 1. And then investigations weren't done Feb 1. And it was, should he come back? Should he not? He was very pro coming back. And basically...
sets a dangerous precedent by forcing him to stay away when he took his own personal leave of absence.
Yeah, forcing him to stay away is more of a suspension. It was the whole controversy of that. And then there was just a bit of a banter on the floor of the Senate of California. And it was just kind of discussing everyone's opinions. And
what would Trump do?
Yeah, basically they were like, oh, that old guy. Remember him?
Yeah.
He's also been accused of similar
allegations?
Things.
Yeah.
And yet here we are.
And yet.
Yeah.
President. Wow.
Yeah. So, if you're interested in hearing about it, it was really scintillating podcast. Governor Complex, if you're interested to hit it up. But,
What was it actually called? It was by the LA Times. It was the two LA Times writers who, don't get me wrong, knew a lot about the topic.
Oh, they knew what they were talking about.
But the following rule change I am going to implement.
What is it?
Called the LA Times rule change from here forth. And that is that we cannot do a podcast on this same topic for at least 4 to 5 weeks.
Yeah, I love it.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
I agree.
Tune in for 6 weeks' time for our next possible politics podcast.
Yes.
Whereas this week, we're going to do another random word generator to come up with our next idea.
Should we cut to a song beforehand? Keep that suspense? Or we can
Ooh.
We have all the power here.
Wow.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. You're going to have to wait on that one.
Yeah.
So coming up next, we do have Punch to the Gut by Good Boy. And we were just doing, wrapping up our little odd pod from last week, where we had Governor Complex, or Governor and Complex as our words.
Yes.
And we implemented our now, hopefully infamous, LA Times rule.
Mm-hmm.
But this week, what do we have for this week? What are our two songs? Oh, by the way, you just listened to Punch to the Gut by Good Boy.
Yep, great. Great work.
Good Boy, you remembered. Woo,
thank you.
So, this week, I reckon this one's going to be pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So, just brought it up on the old screen, and we have Click, as in C-L-I-Q-U-E.
Click.
Click. And Aspect.
I think that's a great combo of words.
I'm hoping so.
Mm-hmm.
What are we hoping for? Are we hoping for like, because I'm hoping kind of like either kind of fashion area or like Mean Girls vibe. Like hopefully there's a Mean Girls podcast out there.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking the more social
trying to make Click happen.
Kind of.
Yep, almost.
Yeah, but I think anything would be an improvement on last week, so it was as dry as a biscuit.
Yes. Perfect. Well, I guess we'll be back next week with kind of the results, because we don't. Are we able to get a live update on what that podcast might be able to do?
I'll try and work my magic.
How quick can we be on the ye old internet?
But that being said, I think as a closing argument for what we could take away from the Odd Pod in general is that teamwork is good. And that's about it. That's all I got. I didn't get through the rest. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that's a good summary, I'd say. I'm about it. Yep.
And if you need to battle with others, and if you need to have an argument, make sure it's in a courtroom setting and everything is on record and you have a gabble. I guess all I really got out of that last pod.
We're actually about to say the opposite of hello. We're about to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Which is a bit sad, but yeah. We've come to the end of our second show here.
Cracked 9 o'clock. We've made it.
We have made it. It's already been a full day.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we are welcomed here with Niamh and Michael from the sports talk.
Hello,
sports desk.
The desk. We're taking over your desk and we're replacing it with a lot of different balls of all varieties and cricket bats and baseball bats, everything. We're converting the desk.
Well, unfortunately, we don't even get a desk for Get Cereal. We're just sitting here. That is, they didn't need to know that.
Touch wood, you get a desk.
Well, this morning, what do you guys have coming up on your show today?
Well, guys, I don't know if you've ever received a memo last minute on your show where you had to pretty much change all the rules about how you present, how you panel. Have you ever received a memo like that?
No, but no. They did have to make way for me to come in last week with about 6 hours notice.
So a bit of an emergency memo. Well, one of the major sports that we cover is, of course, the AFL, and the AFLW has been a huge success in the last two seasons. Unfortunately, over this week, they've received a memo, all the coaches, about a heap of new rule changes, which we reckon is pretty ridiculous considering it's only the second round of the season. And a bit of a knee-jerk reaction from kind of what's happening at the moment with the kind of the pace of the game. So Niamh and I are going to be covering that. We've got at least 45 minutes of just a full-blown rant, don't we, Niamh?
Yes. Sorry, I was going to swap the mic over. Yeah, definitely. Well, it's not necessarily rule changes, but like making the game more appealing, etc. But forgetting that most of these players have either never played at the same level or have only played like maximum 7 games.
Well, we were talking about that earlier because we did have a little bit of a segment during our Hour of Power on Daisy Pierce.
Yeah. Yes, I was made aware of that.
Yeah, and we're all big fans of Daisy Pierce here, and kind of just talking about how the facts are that they are part time players, and they do have to like train and also have a full time job to make sure there's food on the table and such. And at the end of the day, the game's free, so it needs to be given time.
The AFL dropped $25 million on the Gold Coast as well. And the total player payments for the women are like $2.7 million.
Yeah.
So like 10 times the money to the Gold Coast where nobody watches sport. But
a lot of money drops on the Gold Coast, guys. A lot.
Hey, we'll let you guys dive into that one. So
dive into it like someone diving into a pool. On the Gold Coast.
Amazing.
Into a pool of money, which they now have. There we go. Mm-hmm. Cool. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for having us. We'd like to thank the Graveyard Shift just before us and for Charlotte Allingham for coming in today, who was our interview earlier on. We're going to swing on over to the sports desk, but we will fade out a song for you guys. So this has been Get Cereal with Mads.
This has been a Get Cereal podcast. Get Cereal, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.